The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Tafnun Beis. The Gemara brings a brisa. The brisa says that there are six things where there is a machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and the Chacham. Rabbi Akiva is metame, and the Chacham are metame. One of the six things that we Rabbi Akiva Nachum disagrees, al aver min hames, shabo mishne mesim. A dead body, we know is metame. The halacha is that an aver min hames, one limb that comes from a mace, even if it's not the complete body of the dead person, is metame. So the machlokes here is if the aver of the dead body, it does not come from one mace. Part of the aver comes from one mace, and part of the aver comes from a different mace. And together they make up one complete aver, one complete limb. Is an aver, such an aver, mitame or not? And that's the machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Chacham. Rabbi Chacham are mitahar, and Rabbi Akiva is mitame. What is the case? How do we have a situation where it's possible to have two halves of an aver, and when you could put them together, and together they will make up one aver to be metame. So Rashi over here says, "Kegoin hazeroya oy hashoik." Rashi says we are talking about the zeroya, the arm of a mace, oy hashoik, or the thigh bone, the thigh of the mace. Sheyesh bo shtei atzamos. This aver has two bones. The echad bone mace echad. One bone came from one mace. The achar bone mace sheni, and the other bone came from another mace. Now the halacha is an aver cannot just be an etzim. It's not just a bone. The Mishnah says in Olos that in order for an aver to be mitame, it needs to have three things. It needs to have basar and gidin and atzamos. It needs to have the bone and the flesh and the gidin, which are the tendons that attach the basar to the etzim. So when Rashi says that there are two bones over here and we're mitzarif, these two bones, he obviously means that each bone comes together with Basar and Gidin. So we have one bone from one mace and another with Basar and Gidin, another bone from the other mace with Basar and Gidin. And each one by itself is not considered one aver, but together they're considered one aver. But Rashi says clearly over here that at least when it comes to the Zeroya or the Shoik, this aver is made up of more than one bone. It's made up of two bones. And since it's made up of two bones, it's possible to be mitzarif the two bones together to be considered one aver, and that would be the case of the machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and the Chacham. The Achronim, specifically the main Eftayach, which is a pirish on Seder Tyrus, in Parpar Yud, and the Tver Yisrael also in Mesechus Olos, is that this Rashi is very, very difficult to understand. And that is based on a Mishnah in Olos, and the Gemara later on the Beis Amid Beis. The halacha is that the Gemara discusses later on that the asamis, the bones of the mace, are metame. The Gemara later on discusses how many atzamos, so how many bones from a mace are necessary for a person to have in order for it to be mitame ba'oyel. So the Gemara says that it's possible to have enough of a shear to be mitame one of two ways, either a roiv minyan or roiv binyan. Roiv minyan means you take the total number of bones that exist in the body of a person, and roiv minyan, if you have most of the bones, means 51% of all the bones in the body, they're mitame. Or you could have not most of the bones of a mace, you could have roiv binyan, it's not most of the bones, it's only a few bones, two or three bones, but these atzamos are very large and they make up most of the makeup of the mace. So the halacha is when we have roiv minyan, that roiv minyan is mitame, so in order to figure out what is roiv minyan, we have to know what is the total number of atzamos that exist in a person's body. So Rashi and Tosfos on the Beis both say that the halacha is that a person has 248 bones in a person's body, and this is based on a Mishnah. The Mishnah at the end of the first paragraph of Olos says that there are 248 avarim, 248 limbs in a person's body, and the Mishnah over there lists all the limbs in a person's body. With, together over there in that Mishnah, the Mishnah lists the Zeroya and the arm, and the Mishnah lists the Sheik. And each one is considered one Aver. So far so good. That's what Rashi said, that a Zeroya is one Aver, and a Sheik is one Aver. The problem is that the Rishonim all say that in order to have Roiv Minyan, which is most of the bones of a person's body, you only need to have Kuf Chaf Hei, 125 Atzamis. Since the total number of Atzamis in a person's body are 248, half of 248 is 124. So if you have 125 Atzamis, that's already enough to be Metame. So it's very clear from the Mishnah, the Rishonim, that they understand that just like the Mishnah says that there are only 248 Avarim in a person's body, there also are only 248 bones in a person's body. It would seem from the Mishnah that the Mishnah holds that every Aver can only have one Etzem. Only every Aver can only have one bone, because the Mishnah says clearly there are 248 Avarim. The Gemara over here says clearly that Roiv Minyan of the Meis is 125, and he's talking about the Atzamis, 125 Atzamis. So therefore, Chroinim ask on Rashi, how is it possible to say that we can have a specific Aver, such as the Shoik or the Zroya, that have two Atzamis, that have two bones? It's not possible. Every Aver should only have one etzem, or should only have one bone. And specifically, the Mishnah, when the Mishnah counts, the Mishnah talks about the Sheik, and the Mishnah talks about the Zeraya, and the Mishnah over there only considers the Sheik and the Zeraya one Aver, so therefore it should only be one bone. So therefore they ask on Rashi, how is it possible, how can Rashi say that the Aver, the Sheik, and the Zeraya of a mace contains two Atzamis? So, suggest the possible answer to understand Rashi. We find another halacha, not regarding tumah, different halacha that is applicable to the halachas of Avarim. The halacha is that an Aver min hachai is also to eat. There's a halacha, a person is not allowed to eat an Aver min hachai, even b'nei noach. Even goyim are not allowed to eat an aver min hachai. What is an aver min hachai? An aver min hachai is a complete aver, a limb, that was removed from a live animal while the animal was still alive. It did not have a kosher shechita. So while the animal was alive, the entire aver was removed that once was cut off at once. The halacha is that an aver min hachai is also to eat. Now, Kipshutoi, we said earlier that an Aver consists of three things, Basar, Gidin, and Atzamis. So, it would seem that every Aver would have to have Basar, Gidin, and Atzamis in order to be Mitame. So too, we would say that in order for an Aver to have this Isser of Aver Menachai, it would have to contain Basar, Gidin, and Atzamis. It would have to have all three things. So, the Zeraya, the Sheik, would have Basar, Gidin, and Atzamis, so that would have an Isser of Aver Menachai, if it was chopped off of an animal, the animal is still alive. However, we find an interesting chiddush that the Rambam says. The Rambam says that there are certain Avarim in the body of an animal that do not have any Gidin and do not have any Atzamis. The Rambam says that some internal organs, there's the Kaveh, the liver, and the Kloyos, the kidneys, these have a halachic status of Avarim. They're considered an Aver. If someone were to perform an operation, remove the covet or the cloyes of a live animal and remove it while the animal is still alive, the halach would be usher to eat, because it would be Aver min hachai. And yet, the Rambam says that even though this Aver does not have basar, gidin, and atzamis, the Aver is kuloi basar, since this is not an Aver that has Gidin and Atzamis, is not that type of Aver. It's an Aver which doesn't have Gidin and Atzamis. So therefore, on such a thing, the halacha would be that there's an Isser Aver and Achai, even to eat it, even though it does not have Basar, Gidin, and Atzamis. So according to this, it might be possible to explain this Rashi. Because the question on Rashi is that we know the Mishnah lists are only 248 Avar. And we know from the Gemara that there are only 248 Atzamis, 248 bones. So the Achrayim's kasha is that it must be that every Aver has one bone. If an aver doesn't have a bone, then it won't be tummy. So if only every aver has a bone, it's not possible for one aver to have two atzamis. However, according to this Rambam, we find that it's not necessarily true, because the Rambam says explicitly when it comes to aver and achai that there are certain avarim that do not have any atzamis. So if there are certain avarim that do not have any atzamis, so how would we be able to reach the number of 248 atzamis? The Mishnah, the Gemara says that there are 248 atzamis, and there's 248 avarim, but not every aver has an atzam. Not every aver has a bone, because some of these avarim do not have bones. It must be that some avarim have no bones, and on the other end of the scale, there are some avarim that have more than one bone. So therefore, we could answer and explain to Rashi that Rashi says that there are certain avarim that have more than one bone, because on the other end, there are certain avarim that do not have any bones. The problem with this pshat is that if you look in the Mishnah in Olis that says that a person has 248 avarim, the Mishnah says very clearly what the 248 avarim are. The Mishnah lists and goes through the entire body, every part of the body, and how many avarim are in the part of the body. And the mashmois of the Mishnah is that these are the things that are mitami, also avir menames, avir menachai. But the Mishnah does not mention these Avarim that the Rambam says have an Isra Avim and Achai, even though they're Kulei Basar. The Mishnah does not mention the Kloyos and the Kaved and all these things, the internal organs that are considered Avarim. And the reason the Mishnah does not mention them is because they're not Metame. Because they don't have Basar Gidin and Atzamas. Which means to say, even though the Rambam holds that when it comes to the Isra Avim and Achai, the Isra, it could be Asr to eat something which is an Aver, even though it does not have Gidin and Atzamas. Does not have any bones. It only has a basar. Nevertheless, when it comes to the halachas of tumah v'tayra of tumas meis, only something which has basar and gidin atzamis will be tameh. So fine. So now that's clear that kloyos and kavod and all these internal organs, according to the Rambam, they will not be mitameh tumas meis. But the problem is that the Mishnah doesn't mention them, but the Mishnah mentions 248 Avarim beside them. So obviously it would seem that the 248 Avarim that the Mishnah is listing are 248 Avarim that have Basar and Gidin and Atzamis. So it's not possible anymore to explain the Mishnah that the Mishnah mentions certain Avarim that do not have any Atzamis, and therefore the Kasha is back. We return to the question that how could Rashi say that it's possible for one Aver to have two Atzamis? Interesting to note that this halacha, this Mishnah, the Mishnah says clearly that a person has 248 Avarim, but the Gemara in Bechayra says that this is not true by all people. The Gemara says in Bechayres that a woman has more than 248 Avarim. The Gemara over there brings Psukim that there are four extra Avarim that an Isha has that an Ish does not have. And the Gemara over there is discussing in Achdiminus whether these extra Avarim will be Metame. In the halachas of Tumas Meis, do we say that since a man does not have these Avarim, so therefore they will not be mitame even by Isha that does have them? Or do we say that only the Avarim where Isha and Isha are the same, the Avarim that they share, those are the Avarim that are mitame and other Avarim are not? So there's one clear nafka minon in Hilchos Tumah V'Tayra, but we find the interesting halacha that negay even not the Gabi Tumah V'Tayra. The Chuvas Marivayel Simkuf Tzadik Beis says that it's brought down that the minig is that on Yom Kippur is a minig that they light a candle connected each person. So he says over there that this halacha, the reason why there's such a minig to light a candle for each person on Yom Kippur, he says because on Yom Kippur kibol Moshe Rabbeinu haluchos achronos. Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Arsinah with the Luchos Achronos on Yom Kippur, and that was how the Torah was completed. And the Torah is called Ar. Torah is Ikri Ar Dechsiv Ner Mitzvah the Torah Ar. So therefore, that's an inyan that a person should light this Ar on Yom Kippur. Mishmachi. Therefore, he says Noshim Loinogu LaHadlik She'enu Mechuyav Metal Metayra. Noshim are not Mechuyav Metal Metayra, so they're not included in this minig. V'oi, he says, V'ish has remach eivar. A man has 248 eivar. And he has shesai gidin, he has 365 gidin. So together it adds up to 613. And these 613 are keneged all the 613 mitzvahs. However, by an isha, since an isha has more eivarim than an ish, so by an isha the number does not fit. Therefore, he says that therefore this halacha of the lighting the ner keneged the Torah, which contains the 613 mitzvahs, does not apply to an isha. So you see that this halacha that an isha has a different number of evarim is not only a specific halacha legabe tumas meis; it even has ramifications legabe other halachas.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.